everyone, this is Dan, and we are back once again with Beyond Adventure, episode 13. Here to join us are our campers.
Woo, woo, woo.
Hey, everyone.
Forget you were first.
What?
He forget you were first?
Oh, yeah. I'm here now. It's new to me, too. Anyway, my name is Joel. I play Evan McAllister, and I'm talking directly into a mic.
You're slightly ajar, but go ahead.
Angie Meyer Lear.
Next.
I'm Taylor. I play Belle Gomez.
My name is Sunny Fonsonis, and I play Connor Young.
And these are our campers. And this week, we're trying to move a little bit quicker, but this week, our question is, what is your favorite water-related activities to do?
I like water balloon fights.
Dang it! I was just about to say that.
I feel like I want to do water balloon fight now.
Yeah.
Is it something that we're good at or something that we enjoy doing?
It has to be water related.
You'd probably be good at drowning.
That's what I'm saying, but like, can it be like an activity that we're good at?
Any or an water
that we enjoy?
Joel really likes to drink water.
Whatever you
say.
He's
going
to drink up the whole lake.
Yeah.
For the longest time, that was my favorite drink. I'm very bland.
I can see that.
Thanks.
Gee.
All right, that's another activity now.
Exposed.
How about yours?
See, other things I want to say right now.
I like water gun fights.
Okay.
I like to kind of dive.
Dive. Oh, I thought she said that too. I was like, oh wow.
Oh no. Actually, I used to hold my breath a lot underwater.
Oh, that's my least favorite part.
Oh, I loved it. True. But there was this one time where I tried to take off my shirt while I was underwater. I got stuck, and I almost drowned in my friend's pool.
Yeah, that happened to me, not you.
That happened to me, too! That happened to all of us, then.
Dan stealing stories.
Oh, yeah, totally. That's the one I choose to steal.
He steals my life experiences as his own.
I'm older. That means I did them first.
Did it maybe occur to you that because your brother, sometimes you share some life experiences?
I hope not.
Oh, jeez, I really hope. That means you're going to get hit by a car next.
If you're
going to be hit by a car trying to visit my... Anyway, my...
Join our
water...
Patreon, maybe you can hear that story.
Well, maybe. Wow. Water. You said water balloons. You said water guns. You said.
Well, no, I changed.
I said you would be good at drowning. I said you would be good at drowning.
You'd be good at drowning.
Okay, fine. You said diving.
What'd water balloons as well.
You have water balloons. Now we're just stealing answers.
No.
Liar! I had that been in mind. You did it.
No, I had it in mind, but you
don't. Prove it. Was it received?
See, I tried to give you a different response. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, jeez, I can see the gears just.
Can we go
there's
to camp?
There's a monkey with symbols right now going on.
His mind is an enigma.
Ooh.
I do like being underwater.
There you go. One step.
Under the sea?
Right. Yeah.
Burning.
I like swimming underwater. I guess it's just diving, isn't it? Huh.
Wow.
Ooh, so it's almost like what Taylor said!
I know, but how many things can you do underwater? I like swimming underwater. It's like, sue me for wanting to...
You can be a torpedo underwater.
You just slap underwater.
Okay, how about this? I enjoy water volleyball. That's fun, right?
Oh, like your dad.
Volleyball. There you go. Yeah!
Yay!
Grab the wheel! I'll be here every weekend.
Okay, now let's get started. Are you guys ready for camp?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Why are you stressed?
I don't know.
Last episode, two of you were headed to the lake because you, one of you had previously seen Nurse Nancy running towards the lake with a sharp knife on a stick. And I'm pretty sure that was you two.
No, we didn't follow her. Someone dragged me there because Barry, and I think it was just Barry or someone else was with him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we alerted someone alerted the whole camp.
Whoa!
Woke him up. So now this one's dragging me to the lake.
After hearing some ghosts.
Oh, and then.
Somewhere to hide, he said. And what did he do? Drag me towards the lake.
And then I remember that Connor and Adam West. Connor was like, Evan, Yeah, and then because you heard him scream. And then Belle actually saw you guys. I don't know how she can see so well at night, but she saw you guys running off, and she decided to follow you guys as well. She actually caught up to you guys, to you, Adam West and Connor.
Are we slow or is she fast?
She's super fast.
Why?
Wherever you go, that's where I'll follow.
That's great. Oh my gosh. I don't like that.
So, the first to reach the lake.
Did he get it, though, or did he not get it?
Myra and Evan. What do you guys want
to
do?
How dare you drag me to this lake?
Oh my god.
Ooh. Okay, we could have ran anywhere else, but why the lake?
There's some crazy stuff going on, and I want to see what it is.
No, we were going to get caught because you're loud ass.
Wow.
Yeah. I have to say.
This is the 90s. They said that word a lot.
Yeah.
All right, you listen to here, Myra. I saw you flinch.
Different religion.
No. Nope. Hey.
Something weird's going on, and I want to get to the bottom of it, okay? I'm sick and tired of just sitting around and waiting for stuff to happen.
But they said to stay away from the lake. The lake is dangerous, especially at night. It's like, what, 3, 4 a.m. now at this point?
Yeah, that just makes it sound more fun.
Oh, no.
Ted Bundy would love you.
What?
Ted Bundy would love you.
You're not here.
I'm always in your thoughts.
They
though.
Are not far behind, but you guys are technically on it.
Ted Bundy.
Okay, so you guys run to the lake and, or like, are running towards there and everything. And I'm just going to say you guys reach the lake. They will show up in like a few minutes. Like, maybe they're like a minute or two behind you guys. What do you guys want to do first off, right, since it's just you two at the lake?
And you dragged me here. Why?
Anyway, where do you think the nurse went?
You want to follow the nurse? Can I just go back?
Myra, what did you sense of adventure?
Adventure?
You've been here at this camp longer than we have.
That's right. You guys hear things making waves in the lake. And you guys hear that. Do you guys want to roll to see what you guys see? Because you guys have a choice of either rolling notice stuff or spooky stuff.
Notice stuff.
Considering my notice stuff is like 19, I'll just... Or my spooky stuff, sorry.
You didn't notice the thing?
Oh, sorry.
Maybe I can notice something.
What was that? I heard something.
That was me. 30.
You passed?
Yep.
Okay, so what you see is...
I didn't notice stuff, by the way.
In the middle of the lake, the moon is high in the night sky, but seems to be making the water glow. Nancy is standing on a boat, stabbing at the water, causing the boat to shake violently, but she seems determined to hit whatever's in the water. That is what you see. You see Nancy in a boat.
Nancy in the boat,
stabbing the water.
Makeshift spear into the water.
Yes.
Okay.
Am I seeing that now, too, with him?
No.
He can point it out to you.
Okay.
Maybe. Myra.
Yes.
Look!
I just saw... I don't know if you saw this, but I just saw the lunch lady. She was just, like, stabbing into water with a weird spear-looking thing.
You want to call out to her?
Connor, you walk in the place with everybody else, and the first thing you see is Evan.
Evan?
Oh, gosh.
Evan!
Hi, Connor.
Hey.
What do you guys
want
to?
What
you guys got
here
from? What's going on?
Aw. He's
so sweet. And then Adam West looks at both of you guys. I'm so worried. Are you guys okay?
Adam West, I heard you got the plague. What's up with that?
I got knocked out, but thanks for asking.
This is a rumor. I'm sorry.
Connor, I got dragged here.
I'm trying to figure out why.
So here's the thing, right? The lunch lady came over here, frantic, with a spear, and I see her over there in that boat, in the middle of the lake, stabbing...
Connor, roll spooky stuff.
You should
tell. And you too, Belle, because you're also there.
I didn't get to finish my...
There's a reason why.
We found it.
I rolled
there's
what?
Fancies.
Huh?
What did I roll?
Spooky stuff?
There's absolutely no way that I'm ever gonna roll just a one.
I am not gonna see that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
96.
If it was notice stuff... I would be noticing.
Okay.
I will be the eyes of the group, I guess.
Okay, roll spooky stuff.
I'm spooky stuff. That's like my worst trait.
Mine's is spooky stuff in science class. Both one.
Mine's two.
Ooh!
What you see at this moment is you see, you're trying to explain to everybody what you see Nurse Nancy doing. And then right when you say, guys, look, it's Nurse Nancy. And then immediately right then and there, you see in the moonlight, this fish, kind of like humanoid, jump out of the water. And then like right in the middle of the moon, you can see its webbed fingers and its skin all blue as it jumps back into the water. Everybody, all of you, roll insanity.
Guys, I've seen this from Shamu. So
this is what it looks like.
I pass.
Wow. Yeah, I'm actually going to zoom in.
Please do. Ooh.
Oh my.
Oh wow. That was...
Oh, okay, I see the vision.
And he, that thing.
That thing just jumped out of the water and then back into the water.
Mm-hmm. Over Miss Nancy?
Over Miss Nancy's boat.
Guys, he just seen that?
We didn't.
Wait, oh, insanity, right? Or sanity?
Yeah, all of you have to roll sanity.
I passed.
What number?
She passed. You take a 1d4.
What dice? 1d10.
What?
What dice?
No, it's not.
Oh, if you pass, it's a 1d4?
If you pass, it's a 1d4. If you fail, it's a 1d10.
You're a 1d10.
Did you roll?
Wait, what does this 1d10, what does this 1d4 do for me?
No, nothing. You're just going to take damage. You just saw something spooky, you can't explain it.
Okay, that's whack. I got a... That's whack. I got a
30.
61. So that means I got 5. I got
fail or you passed?
I guess I failed.
I got 4.
You failed?
I guess.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Do I lose 4 sanity?
Wait, you roll a 4 out of your 1d10?
Yeah.
Okay, you lose 4 sanity.
So if I roll a 3, that means my damage, my HP...
You did 3 damage to your sanity.
Oh, okay.
Oh, towards the sanity.
And
oh, okay.
What did you roll? Did you pass your sanity?
I got 1. You're good.
Oh, you got 1? Did you pass? All right, go ahead and roll that 1d10 for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I hope you fail.
9.
9?
That's
it's
crazy.
The line.
That really tripped you out.
Yay! You get another phobia!
Oh my god.
Yay, he's so good at this.
Why? I'm doing so good.
You know what? Actually, roll me a 1d... Oh, a d20. Roll me a
d20. D20.
Just him?
Yeah, just him, because he's about to get a phobia.
19? 19. Well, not again. It's not like number based.
I feel like Dan's about to be real hype for whatever this is going to be.
Because you rolled a 9, and I just made you roll a 1d20, this is your phobia. Question asking mania. What is that? You have a compulsive urge to ask questions whenever, wherever, and whenever. You are unstable to resist asking questions. Most of the time, your question will be directed at others. However, sometimes you will begin to question yourself.
I feel like that's...
You feel compelled to ask questions of those in authority, shopkeepers, and religious leaders, and so on.
Oh my God.
You may be concerned with matters of import, or more likely, obvious things that are really required no questioning. Repeating the same question over and over, you cry or grow angry if no one gives you the answer you desire. Here you go, pal.
That's so perfect.
I feel like
the... You just made me neurodivergent. That's what you did.
Show the audience.
I feel like the first part of that was not much different than the usual.
I don't ask questions. He does.
I mean, sure. Well, now you're just
we can agree to disagree.
I like this image because it had the professor facepalm with what I was doing when you were reading this out.
Okay. You guys are now all together once again at the lake. And you guys have just seen this thing come out of the water. And Evan over here now has a phobia.
What was that, guys?
It was like a monster.
Wait, what did you see?
Did you see
that?
What did you see?
No, you guys all saw it.
Oh, now...
No, you guys all rolled sanity for it.
Oh, I guess.
Well, it was a sea monster. That's what I haven't seen.
What is Miss Nancy doing after that?
Nancy's still trying to stab the water.
After seeing that?
It still goes back in the water.
Guys, where's the boon?
If she's in the middle of the lake, I feel like it would be hard for her to get back to the shore so fast.
Mm. Nobody answers you. You also get angry.
Clark, where are you there?
Okay, what would you guys like to do?
I mean, should we investigate?
Keep asking your questions, sir.
Investigate?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to, but you dragged me here, so we need to investigate.
Guys, you saw a fish guy, right?
Yeah, I think we should definitely go and maybe help her.
To roll for
She could cook him for dinner.
Oh, wait, where's my
snack? Oh, my gosh. Don't tell me that's going to be on the menu.
That
joke? No,
wait, who? It wasn't meant to be. That wasn't my intention.
Oh, I hope not.
I'm just saying.
What time is it right now, guys?
It's nighttime, Evan.
Nighttime.
Oh, it's like 3:10.
In the morning.
In the morning?
Well, it was 3 o'clock when I went to rescue him.
It took us 10 minutes.
It takes you, what, an hour to run to the lake? No.
It should have at least been 4 already.
It didn't take you an hour to get to the lake. The lake is like right there.
It doesn't matter. Time is running.
Since we're at the lake.
Are swimsuits necessary?
Hey, what's your sanity?
Trying to go swimming in this dark, murky water?
What was that?
Our swimsuit's necessary for this.
Are we going to swim in this water?
Okay. Do you guys want to...
Are you
going to
drown in this water today?
Yes, please.
What?
Pick up your dime.
Okay. All of you guys roll notice stuff to see what... So I'll tell you guys what's around you and what's not.
So, Nay.
36.
16.
We rolled what? No, what was it?
Normal stuff. I didn't get it.
Dang, that's crazy. I didn't notice a thing.
20?
Mm-hmm. You passed.
I did.
Okay, who passed?
I had it back in my head.
You two? Okay. And you guys both failed?
Yeah, I failed.
Oh, wait.
I had it back in my head now. Good
night. I forgot.
What piece of inches did I use?
Are you noticing?
No.
By the shore, there's a couple of boats. And then by the... by the pier, there's three ladders coming off of the end of the pier. So for those people who jump off, they can jump right back on. And you guys also notice that there's oars inside of the boats as well.
Oh, gosh. You want to take a boat?
What is the boat made out of?
I don't know. I'm not a boat expert.
Are we going to help around?
You guys then hear Nancy. And then she's, you see her, like, holding her arm, but she's still trying to stab the water.
Guys, Nancy's fighting this thing off.
Call out to her. Tell her to come back in.
Should I? Yeah?
Yeah, because I'm not.
Are you guys hungry?
Okay. Nancy!
Okay, and then she doesn't hear you. She's too far away. She's in the middle of the lake.
Okay.
Can we throw some rocks at her?
We have to go help her.
You can throw that far?
I don't know. How far?
And
how
big is this lake?
He's inside a lake. What?
Ooh! I have bottle rockets. She's gonna get blasted right now for attention. Either she dies or she comes back to shore.
Yo.
You guys wonder how old this pier is?
Alright.
Guys,
do whatever you want. What do you guys want to do?
We need to help hold this pier.
What pier?
Guys, we need to go there and help Nancy. Evan, what is wrong with you?
How old is this pier?
Evan is 1 year old.
What kind of wood is it?
Evan is 1 year old. Evan.
It's not a necessary fact right now. You don't need to know.
Okay. We should throw Evan in the water.
Belle, what are you doing?
Belle.
Anybody have fire?
We need bait.
No.
It's nighttime.
My own child is running to bar rockets, guys. We need to go and help her out.
Find some fire. You did sticks and stones.
We'll break them all. I have a slip shot, though. I don't want to start with a slip shot.
I mean, hey, if this one pays attention,
I have a pack lighter.
There you go.
pack lighter a little further.
Yours has a lot to do with mine.
Never mind, never mind. Not actually.
Oh, I have to just roleplay miniatures.
Okay, what's going on?
You want I'm gonna use a bottle rocket.
Okay,
get Nancy's attention.
How are you?
I'm frantic right now. We need to see Nancy.
Okay, this is a little bit more dangerous for all of you.
Okay.
I'm setting a timer for 5 minutes. Every 5 minutes, Nancy's going to take damage.
Oh my gosh.
And now there's a chance that she can die if you guys do not help her.
Okay, guys, I'm going to use my slingshot.
But I'm going to start it now.
Let that timer run out.
So you guys can now do whatever you need to do.
I love it. Bells like the chillest one.
I'm going to role play with matches to get these bottle rockets.
She's like, let her die, bro.
For this
one. So you're rolling. You
pass. Yes.
Okay. So how do you want to shoot the bottle rocket? Do you want to shoot? Do you want to, like, throw it and try and direct it at them? Or do you want to, like, put it in a bottle? Or put it in a bottle and try directing it at her.
I'm going to put it in a bowl. I mean, bottle, sorry. Okay. And I'm going to let it just shoot up in the air. She has to. Attention. Okay.
You're not going to have to roll anything. You're just going to do that. Okay. Other than that. So it's going to go in the air. And Nancy is going to look at you guys. She's going to scream at all of you. And say, get out of here! You need to leave! This thing will kill you all!
What thing?
Do you think she made that spear by herself?
Evan, did you not hear what Nancy just said? We gotta get out of here.
Where are we out here?
So, because...
Okay, you didn't get at me, bro. You know this whole phobia thing wrong.
Joe literally is becoming the phobia.
Because you have just set that off, the monster now notices you.
Oh.
And the monster will take notice of you. So the moment you get into the water or you do anything that has to do with, like, you guys, like, getting into the lake or something, it will now notice you and it will take an advantage to try and get you.
Oh, gosh. But, I mean, I did the bottle rocket outside, like, on the outside. Well, I guess off the pier, I'm assuming. I'm almost at the pier.
But it's because it's loud.
Okay. No, but I'm not going to touch the water.
You're lucky I didn't make the campers know to hear that.
What do you think Cap Leader or Barry is doing right now?
I think we're still shot out already.
Okay.
Just in case.
Are you guys just going to try and hit it from shore? Because you guys are a bit far.
Guys, right now that thing is in the water. What are we gonna do?
Is it smart to go into the water?
Do you remember that tree monster?
Yes.
Can I do another bottle rocket at this monster if it's coming at me?
Do we even see it? Is it coming at us?
But you're gonna have to make two rolls.
Okay.
Well, no, you know what? I'll let you keep your playing with matches rolls. But for you to aim it at this thing, you're going to have to roll dexterity. Okay,
so roll with matches and then dexterity.
Wait, Myra, do you have your book on you?
You won't have to do the playing with matches. I'm just going to give it to you. You're going to be good.
Okay, so it's already going to be lit. I just need to
roll for aiming. Do you have the book on you?
Yes, I have the book. You want to take a look?
No. Can I look at it?
Yeah.
Or can I give it to Adam?
No, Connor, you ask first.
Okay.
Okay, roll sanity.
Oh, that's right.
All right. I'm going to roll. Guys, I'm going to hit it with another bottle rocket, if that's
whatever
okay.
Whatever your sanity is.
I'm going to aim it in the water.
Is
I'm towards it coming at me.
It's not coming at you.
Is there any recipes in there?
So...
Yes.
I don't roll anything yet, then. What am I aiming to? Okay.
Can I roll a d100?
Yes.
Okay.
Because if you want to look at this book, you have to roll sanity.
Yeesh.
97. And it's 58.
Okay, so roll a 1d8.
How long have we been at this camp for?
You're on day 3.
Too long already.
Oh! The timer has just been hit. And Nancy will be taking 5. I'm going to actually roll.
Oh my gosh! I just rolled 1d6.
She's taking 5 damage right now. And that puts her at...
God, this is being too slow.
Oh, fair.
No one told her to be out there. We called her back.
6. She said 6 HP.
Okay, I rolled a 3.
Okay, you roll a 3, just take 3 sanity. You can look at the book and do whatever you want.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'm setting the timer up once again. But I'm gonna, yeah, that's fine. So you guys hear from, I'm actually gonna pause it. You guys hear from the water, Nancy has just screamed again. And you see that blood is dripping from her face now.
Oh no.
And continue on with the time.
Okay, Valera.
Okay, what do you guys want to do?
Okay. Guys, I'm seeing a book. Real quick, I can do Breath of the Deep. It's good combat spell against creatures that need breath, that need to breathe and have a low power and con. Best used for stealthy assassinations. Oh, I don't know if I want to do that.
I marked some in there that are simple enough.
Connor, what's your favorite Power Ranger?
The Green Ranger. Evan, why are you asking these questions?
Oh, yeah. Adam West can also do stuff. So, Adam West, what he's going to do is, he's going to say to you guys, let's stop wasting time. Connor, kid, you continue looking in the book, but I think we need to get in the boats. We need to get out there.
Adam, why are you named the same as that guy from Batman?
Because I am him.
Oh, no,
I'm just kidding.
No.
He's like, because I'm just that good. Now let's get to the boats.
No, I don't want to go into the water.
Why don't you go to the end of the pier, and some of us will go into the water on the boats. That way we can fight from land and water to kill this thing.
No, but what if it jumps over the pier and grabs you?
Guys, both of you guys should go. That way you guys can protect each other.
I will stay on land, guys.
We can use the wave of oblivion.
Unlimited, because there's no number.
We can use the wave of oblivion. We're required being near the ocean, but we're near right now the lake. Casting a time of 1 hour and 1d8 sanity per cost. We could probably use that to probably knock the fish out of our way, maybe. Or get him out of here, I guess.
It's up to you.
Or we call it deity. We can leave it to the cultists.
What's your favorite flower?
Should I just use another bottle rock and get its attention again?
We could.
Guys, time is also ticking.
We could. Don't do that.
Okay.
If you can go anywhere, where would you go?
But wait. Away from you.
Yes.
I'm gonna try to get attention. I don't need dexterity. Would it be a rolling mattress situation?
What do you mean?
I'm just trying to get the monster's attention.
If you're just gonna get the monster's attention, I'm just gonna let you do that.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna do a bottle rocket.
Just straight up into the air.
Breakfast cereal.
Oh my gosh.
Are you gonna start crying now?
I answered you. Lucky chance.
Okay, well, no, he got answered. He feels okay.
No, I'm going to use a bottle.
Just shoot straight up into the air.
Oh, you know what? Let me just splash into the. Let me just splash into the water.
Oh, here you go. I can mold the flesh. Five round casting kills the spell.
You have a favorite cartoon character?
I can do that.
Okay, I'll splash the water a bit. Get its attention.
Okay. So what you're going to do is. So since you're going to try getting his attention. Just to explain to everybody who's watching, are you two going to stay together and go to the end of the pier?
No. We can.
Okay,
so it's going to be me, Adam West, Connor, and Evan, who are going to be on the boats. Are you guys okay with that?
How many feet long is this pier?
About the flush.
Okay.
That's not,
I remember, so I
don't
have to hold that.
Okay.
We'll say like
20. Okay,
if
you do.
It's a decent size. He said feet, right?
What's the width of this pier?
I remember right.
Are you DM right now?
Yes.
Okay, he's just asking questions. Move along.
No, he's not. He's actually trying to figure
at this point.
Are these real questions?
No.
I hate you.
He's going on the boat. He doesn't need to know how long the pier is.
I'm trying to make sure you guys are safe.
The way that Dan fell for that was the lightest
It's six feet. Because that took a little bit of time. I paused the time a little bit.
Can anybody hear us?
Adam West looks at you
and says yes to everything you're asking.
Go on the boat with Connor and
also 9 feet.
What?
No, just for a future question.
Guys, I have the spell ready.
Okay, so now, what do you think? Adam West or you is rowing the boat?
Me? Adam.
Okay, so I'm going to roll straight for Adam. Depending on that will be how much...
I'm holding the boat.
How fast you guys get there. Yeah, 26. You guys are cruising right now. He's like,
relax. Question, how many boats were there?
Sounding like Chris Jenner.
There was three?
Okay.
There was four, but Nancy took one.
We're all birds right now.
I want to say I have an oar to splash at the water. Can I?
Okay, yeah. Okay, so what you're going to do is, since you're trying to get his attention, you're taunting him.
He's trying to think of another question, yo.
He's trying to make you look.
How long have you had glasses?
Not okay, as long so as he doesn't have. Give a damn because you're not in the water. Okay. So he knows.
Not
that.
As long as you have.
What do you guys want
to
do?
15 well, years.
I want to go out and get ready to cast a spell on it if I see it coming into play.
Okay, so because you guys are rowing at it at a pretty quick pace, I'm gonna let you roll sneaky stuff to see if it notices you straight off the bat. Or if you guys sneak up on it, even though you guys are swimming.
Is that be sneaky?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be sneaky.
What do you guys think the best fishing bait is?
You.
That's a good question.
You're not there. They're outside. They're out in the water. We're on the pier.
Oh, she just heard. She's like, you!
I got three.
What? Dang!
I didn't even think about the fact that they were
so
in here.
So you, even though you guys are, Adam West is rowing really quick and splashing the water and everything, you guys are moving fast, but he does not notice you guys. You guys are like a whisper of wind coming right at Nancy.
Quiet, baby's breath.
Do you think ants are the strongest animals?
Yes. Guys, should I do another bottle rocket? Can you hear me?
Should I look at Adam? Adam, you think we should go out and
you know what? I think... I used to do this when I was DM here. I used to do this when I was younger. Bottle rockets in the water, they actually go for about like a short distance and then they explode in the water. And you can actually do that. Everything. So.
Okay. So was that a yes?
You know what?
Oh.
Light it and throw it with your hand. Try getting it as far, as close as you can to this thing.
Dexterity. Right.
Yeah, if you want to aim it towards Nancy trying to get the monster, roll this turn.
Yeah, coming up the water, I can go ahead and
but you have to roll a disadvantage. You're kind of at a distance.
What's that thing?
What? The sea monster.
Okay.
Swimming.
Though 5 minutes has passed, you guys have not reached her yet. She's going to take another damage.
That's crazy.
Is that Nancy?
Yes. She takes 3 damage. Oh, she's at 2 life right now.
Nancy, no one told you to be out there.
She's knocked out right now. She is on the boat laying down. The boat is not moving anymore.
Okay, we got it. Guys, let's...
No, let's go tell Barry we got to set up a funeral.
You...
Yeah, let's get ready.
What you do is, because you threw the bottle rocket and you failed your dexterity, the bottle rocket goes forward and then just... fizzles off and pops in the water. Not even close.
Are we close?
Yes. I'm going to let you guys now reach Nancy's boat.
Nancy? I go up to Nancy and look at her, and then I try to see if I can wake her up. Nancy! Adam, she's not waking up.
Adam West is currently looking around, trying to see if maybe he can get keep an eye on the monster or anything, so he's looking for it. I'm actually going to let him roll...
strength. Pick this lady up. Let's go.
What happened to her?
She's knocked out. What's his nose?
What happened?
The sea monster.
Nope, he doesn't notice anything.
Is it near?
Yes.
Okay.
What time is it?
You guys, you three, need to roll dodge right now.
Oh no.
All three of you. You too.
Dodge?
Me? Me how?
Yes. Okay. All three of us are rolling.
Dodge?
Dodge.
Where is my dodge?
Adam West does not dodge.
Wait, where's my dodge?
You passed.
Oh,
I see it.
Okay.
My bad. Thank you.
my gosh!
What?
You got a one.
I got a one, baby.
What number was
okay,
it?
Okay.
One.
So what you're going to what's going to happen is this monster is going to hold on to the boat and try and swipe across with its tail to try and hit all three of you.
Like an alligator?
Its tail a little bit, yes, because it does have, if you guys remember from the picture, it does have a very long tail.
You're gonna get you the boat.
Okay. So the tail is coming at you. Adam West does not dodge. Adam West actually gets hit right in the face. Ooh, how much light? How much HP is Adam West at?
Okay, gained 4. Wait, I think you. The only thing I have is just he just gained 4. I don't have the whole total. You never told me his total.
Oh wait, no.
He never told me his total.
His total was 11.
He just gained 4 from the last battle, from the Dark Young.
But how much? Oh, he lost 4 from the Dark Young. How did he gain 4?
Because of when we all recovered.
No, you didn't. Yeah. I wanted to put him at full life then. He loses 1 HP because he gets swiped in the face. Connor, how do you dodge?
You mean Evan.
Evan, how do you dodge? How are you going to dodge it? The tail is swiping at you. You just saw Adam West get hit in the face. It's coming towards you now.
I fall to the floor?
Okay. And Connor, because you rolled the 1, you get to do a special thing. What do you want to do? No, you've seen this tail swipe at all of you, and you see it coming at you. What do you want to do?
I'll take the tail and throw it.
I was going to say, if you want to try and catch
it. Oh my gosh, yes.
What is that thing?
I would actually... It's a sea creature. I would actually like to go ahead and grab it by the tail.
So you're going to catch it. Like a samurai.
I want to catch it, and then I want to see if I can use my spell, the mouth flesh.
How much? How much magic points does it use?
I think it's 1d. What's it?
I don't know. What is it called?
Mouth flesh.
I don't see it here.
It was right there. Was it right there?
Messing up now, Evan.
Oh, this is 5 rounds cast and kills the spell.
5 rounds?
Yeah.
Okay. So, how many magic points do you have? Magic points should be up towards the top. Or, like, in the middle. Sorry.
In the middle? Let me see. Hit points, max, that's sanity.
Have you seen Friday's?
Oh, I don't have none. How do I don't have any magic points?
I gave 12 to all of you.
Oh, so I have 12 then.
Okay. So, roll a 1d12
okay.
And see how much magic it costs you.
11.
Jeez, okay. So you're going to cast this spell because for magic, if you guys use this kind of magic, it's just going to happen. Now.
What's going to happen?
His magic. He's going to burn this flesh. And for 5 rounds, you said, right?
Yeah.
He will be rolling a 1d4 every round until it stops or he dies. So because you're melting his flesh, it's kind of like a magical melt. I'm going to say that you guys are now in combat, but it's only you, Adam West, Evan, and the monster. Nancy is out, and the girls are on the shore. They can try and help you guys, but once again, you guys are in the battle, not them.
Where are the girls?
So we're going to make it that.
Bella Mara right now.
Said where?
Oh, they're on the shore. Right in the middle of the battle. This man's asking me questions. I'm holding a huge tail.
Happened to Adam.
You happen to Adam.
Exactly.
Okay. So, the monster is going to go last. I'm going to say it's you, Evan, and Adam West, and then the monster will have a turn. So right when the monster ends a turn, it will take another damage.
Damn, okay.
So I'm going to let it roll damage right now to see how much. He loses only 1 damage.
Only 1?
Yes. So now... He has just taken his turn, so now, Connor, it is your turn. What do you want to do?
Okay, well, now since I went ahead and burned it, I want to see
Where did you get that power?
From the book.
By the way, you cannot, since you used up all your magic, you cannot use any other
magic spell. Again. It's fine.
Unless the whole thing doesn't say you need magic to roll it.
Can I do another bottle rocket?
It's Connor's turn right now.
You
know what? What do you want to do with the bottle rocket?
I want to aim it since it's... Is it still in his hands or is it back in the water?
But she's not in combat.
It's in my hand, though.
No? Yeah, it's in your hand. What are you going
to
do?
I was just going to go ahead and see if I could toss it strong enough to, like almost rip his tail out.
Roll strength.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll say toss it in the air. I'll use my bottle rocket.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if I can toss it in the air.
You ever played Mario 64?
Yes. Yeah. Definitely didn't get it. 87.
So you see, you catch its tail, but it quickly notices that you grabbed it and gets its tail out of there. Do you still want to do your bottle rocket and try and hit it?
Yeah, I'm going to try. Dexterity.
All right, dexterity.
Never mind.
Okay. Once again, the bottle rocket, you throw it, and it just fizzles away into the water, and he falls in the water. It's now Evan's turn.
Oh, no, you want to do water?
Ooh, that's a good question. 15 feet.
There he goes again.
Do you think there's any rare fish in this lake?
Evan, it does not matter about that.
Evan, look at me. We need to fight this monster. I grab him, take my hand to place him on his cheek.
How strong is this
Look at me. We need to fight this monster.
How strong is this creature?
It's very strong.
You guys need another bottle rocket?
How strong are you, Evan? Evan! I shake his head a little bit. How strong are you?
Dang, this will be some really crazy. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, guys, I don't know where I'm going.
Would you guys need another bottle rocket?
Yes, we need another
bottle. Oh gosh, hold on.
I use my Super Ball.
Yes.
I use my Super Ball.
To try and hit it? What's the back of your card saying?
1d4 damage, and depending on where it hits, may cause blindness or bruising.
So you want to just hit it with the ball?
Yeah.
Okay, roll 1d4.
You popped it.
Damage. Okay, this thing takes 3 damage.
Jeez.
Nice.
But does not cause the blindness.
How much damage does that thing take?
3. Adam West is going to look at this thing and say, Connor, hand me the stick with the knife.
I go ahead and pass him the stick.
Okay, he's going to grab it. He's going to do the whole, like...
Do you think Nancy made that spear by herself?
And then I look at him and say, definitely. And then he's going to try and stab this thing. But it's very dark. He's going to have to roll dexterity for it, which will be...
Yep.
He misses. He stabs the water, but he misses the monster completely.
Jeez.
Did you catch a fish? It's now... Huh?
Did you catch a fish with that?
No. And then now it's the deep one's turn. The deep one is going to try and grab one of you guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
And it's going to try dragging you in with its strength. So, let me see if it can grab one of you. It grabs Adam West's leg.
No!
And Adam West, now, when he grabs somebody, it's going to pull him in. But, obviously, Adam West is awake. He knows what's going on. He's going to, go strength against strength. So, Adam West passes. This creature... doesn't pass.
Yes!
Adam West is able to rip its arm from its leg, everything. Not breaking its arm, but it gets out of its clutches.
Jeez,
Adam West is like, it's not going to take me this time.
That's right, son.
Your turn.
Oh.
You guys can intervene with whatever you want
to
do.
I actually now like to use my slingshot. So I have to roll dexterity for accuracy. Then I roll strength for damage. Success 1d3. Hard 1d4, great 1d6. Also, we'll spend a move to reload.
Do you have any candy on you?
No.
All right. Is that a fishing pole next to you?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to use my candy gum. Well, yeah, ouch gum. Attach it to the fishing line. See if fish this guy out. I mean, it must be heavy, but...
Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to roll taunt. And you're going to taunt him to come at you.
Yes, it worked.
Okay. So how do you throw it out there?
I'm just going to... I'm all fishing.
Okay.
No. I'm just going to cast it in there. I go as far as my arms can take it.
We ain't got time for that. Nancy's okay. relying on us.
So now, because you guys have now caught the attention of this creature... This creature, right when the hook hits the water, you see from far away, but you notice it pops its head from the water. And
you see that?
Literally makes eye contact with you.
Oh,
and then you see bubbles emerging from below the water from where its mouth should be.
Peek-a-boo.
And then his head goes back into the water, and you just see waves. Like a shark coming straight at you.
Did he not take the bait?
Oh, he took the bait. He was just you.
I'm reeling it back
he
in.
Now knows where you are.
Oh gosh.
He's going to grab the hook and start pulling you guys into the water.
Can I say we're backing out from the pier?
Have you ever
like
seen
Jaws? Slowly backing up.
Yeah.
As I'm reeling, I'm backing up off the pier.
He wants to squabble.
Okay. But roll strength. Our campers have stumbled across another monster, but this one may be deadlier than the last. Can our campers survive a night at the lake, or will they find themselves in a watery grave? Beyond Adventure Cast consists of Sunny Fontanez as Connor Young, Joel Olertagi as Evan McAllister, Angie Olertagi as Myra Lear and editor of the podcast, Taylor Cruz as Bel Gomez, and me, Dan Olertagi, as your keeper. Publisher is Joseph Ferris, and intro and outro song is Campfire Stories by Daniel Matos. Remember to follow him on his Instagram at daniel.matostjd for more of his music. Also, guys, we want to give a great thanks to our sponsor, Guildhall, for everything that they're doing for us. Remember to follow them on their Instagram at guildhall.lounge. And we have social media, too. Follow us on our Twitter at beyondadventure, but instead of the E, it's an underscore. And our Instagram at beyond_adventure22. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube and hit that bell for notifications to always be notified when we drop new episodes. Also, if you have any ideas for us, don't forget to message us. We'd love to hear from you guys and appreciate your feedback. Thank you for joining us, and we hope to see you next time.